Let's start with the changes to the NHS COVID-19 app. There are going to be some tweaks to the app, which is used across Wales and England, in the hope that less people will need to isolate. It's been dubbed a pingdemic, with companies like Iceland saying it's struggling with the number of staff who are off because the app has pinged them and told them that they need to self-isolate. Currently, you can get pinged if you've been in contact with someone who has a positive COVID test within 5 days. The change means it will now only be 2 days. Fevzi Turkalp is a tech expert and editor of GadgetDetective.com. Thanks for joining us. Can you just explain how the app actually works for those of us who aren't clued up? It's downloaded onto people's phones, and then what, do our phones talk to other people's phones? Morning.
That's right. Yeah, so good morning. So they use a wireless system called Bluetooth to detect its proximity to other users' phones, and at the moment the main criterion is that if you spend upwards of 15 minutes with a person who tests positive, 15 minutes within a 24-hour period with a person who tests positive, then you're deemed to be a close contact. Now, as you've said, the difference now is, although that rule is still in place, they will only look back 2 days prior to someone testing positive. So someone that you've come into contact with tests positive, if you've had contact with them in the prior 2 days, then you will get pinged, but not if your contact was 3 days prior to testing, which is it's a bit of a strange thing to do, because we know that people can be asymptomatic completely and certainly may be infectious 3, 4, or 5 days before they actually receive a positive test. Mm. That depends on when they're tested.
So this change will apply to the COVID app, but it won't necessarily change the test, trace, protect system in Wales, so the contact tracers who would phone you up, they're still going to work in the same way, are they?
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget, on the 16th of August, the people who are fully vaccinated, that's to say have had both jabs, will not be advised to isolate themselves anyway, even if they are pinged by the app. Instead, they'll be just asked to get a PCR test done.
Yeah, that advice from the UK government for England. And just lastly, in terms of the changes to the app, I appreciate that you're not a medical expert, Fevzi, but how do you balance changing the app so that businesses aren't under the burden of having their staff off, but also making sure that it actually does still work in protecting people?
Well, yeah, it's a question of how much you think you should desensitize the app. I mean, the app is, we've had all this talk about pingdemics, but the app is doing the job it was designed to do with the criteria it was given. So it's a matter of choice, but there is a sense in which the latest changes to the criteria in the app are based on economic and political factors more than, in quotes, following the science. Clearly, what was there before was going to be more effective in terms of limiting the spread. But, if the government has, an appetite for a certain level of infections and deaths, then it can do that. But, it's clearly, but there is a balance to be struck. I mean, the safest thing to do was to be everyone to stay in their house all the time, clearly. But then you wouldn't have an economy. So the government's trying to restart the economy. The danger is, of course, that by pinging fewer people, that we increase the number of people who test positive, who will necessarily then have to be off work, and people who are ill or in hospital or have passed away do not go to work and do not consume services. So it's, they'll have to be very careful for these changes not to be counterproductive.
There's a balance, isn't there? Thank you for your time, Fevzi Turkalp from GadgetDetective.com, talking about the changes to the NHS COVID app.